afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Last Monday, I got a text from one of my good friends, and he told me I mislabeled the episode number. I meant to go back and fix the intro because I had scheduled the podcast episode to drop. Long story short, I was going to go back, change some things, change the intro. Never did, and published the same episode number. So we are actually on episode 50. So not even 50. I'm way off now. Already off. I don't even know. Should start over. Not going to. Episode 83 this week. Holy cow. We are quickly approaching episode 100. While I easily could have had something out for you earlier in the day, that would have just been the easy way out to take something that I had already recorded, tack on an intro to it, and call it good. You know, sometimes this podcast really depends on you, the listener, and the contribution that you decide to provide. I did get a couple responses. I put a call out on social media, both on the Instagram page for Trent Speaks, as well as the Trent Speaks Facebook page, about if you were a current or former server within the food service industry, just kind of some pet peeves or some things that you would want the general public to know or consider, things that people wouldn't think about unless they've worked in the service industry. And you might be thinking to yourself, what an odd thing to ask. What an odd episode. But you know, lately, if you don't know, I work currently in the service industry as a server. And while this is an idea that I've had, it's something that I just said to myself recently. I was like, I can't wait to do this podcast. I have to do this podcast now. And so I put that call out there and I did get a few responses. And so I'd like to share those responses with you in today's episode. Tip or don't go out at all or stay home. I don't know. We'll see how this posts with the title. I don't remember how I was going to post the title of this episode. Now, don't be surprised if in the background you hear like some workout music or someone saying up, down, one, two, three, four. Leanne's working out in the background. I'm sure at some point you're going to hear some sort of train go by. That's just the nature of it. I'm actually sitting on the floor recording the podcast right now because we have zero furniture. That's a whole nother story in and of itself. But I'm currently sitting cross-legged on the floor. Laptop on the bed. Microphone on the wooden plank of the bed frame. Quite the setup this week. So let's get right to it. You know, something that someone had commented on my Instagram post was essentially, if you can't go out and tip, if you can't afford to go out and tip, then you shouldn't really be going out at all. And I couldn't agree more. This person also said, really, you should be tipping a minimum of 15%. And I can tell you, I think that people sometimes forget, you know, this is how people are making their living, especially during a pandemic. And I've seen that going around on social media a lot. If you can't even afford to tip during a pandemic and you're going to go out, like, just don't go out. You know, for me, sometimes I think when there's someone at my table and I don't really get a tip, I instantly get annoyed because I'm like, well, gosh, you know, you spent an hour or whatever of my time when there's someone else who was waiting who I could have gotten tipped or better money from in the long run. So you have to remember, these are people that not only are they out there working their butts off, trying to make a living for them and their family or whatever their situation is, But, oh, there's a train. But you also have to remember, these people are also, in a sense, risking their lives. And maybe it's their life, maybe it's their health, whatever, however you want to view it, in order to make that living, that wage that they need to make to meet the bills and to make ends meet and things like that. So, like I said, I do want to share a couple things. These are not all from me. These are not all necessarily my stances. While I may or may not agree with some of them, I do want to share that these are things that were sent to me. A couple things that I will say that are personally my own. Sometimes I wonder, is it better to be tipped not at all or to be tipped a dollar or two? See, I think also it depends on what was the bill. I hate when people don't tip because I say thank you every time people walk out. I'm always, you know, that customer service face and, well, mask face now. always that customer service attitude, though, so I'm always thanking people, but then I instantly get pissed when I just thank someone who clearly didn't give a shit about me or the work that I'm doing. Especially recently, I had someone tip, you know, I provided great service. They got their drinks on time. They were in a great time. I go up afterwards, $0. And I guess sometimes even a dollar or two would be a slap in the face. So I don't think you can really win either way there. And I will say, you know, that person who said tip a minimum of 15%, I agree. Sometimes I'm looking at what did you leave me and, oh my gosh, like, you didn't even give me 15%. And obviously 18% would be preferred. 20% is really the best that you could do to help support me and my family and the goals that I'm working toward. And I say it not just for myself, but for all the servers out there. So really, it is a slap in the face. I feel like any time that you're not thanking those people for taking care of you, because I, you know, you could not tip me. Well, I could have gave you really, you know, I gave you great service, but I could have gave you really shitty service, not paid attention to you at all, and still had the same outcome. So why am I wasting my time and energy and effort to give you a great experience if you in return are not going to reward me for making sure that you were very well taken care of? You know, one thing that also bothers me, and actually it happened even just outside of work with me and my wife recently, this place said that they were going to close around 9 o'clock. We were out at a bar and they're like, oh, we'll probably close around 9. I don't really know if they had a set time. It's 9:15 and we're still sitting outside, even though our drinks are gone. We're still just sitting outside and chilling. We already paid our bill, but it's very clear these people are trying to clean up and go home for the night. And I say something to my wife and she goes, oh, calm down there, Mr. Server. Like, it's okay. Like, they're still doing other stuff. Well, no, these people want to go home. Please don't linger. The other night I had a table. I was beyond frustrated. I had a table that I transferred their check to the person who came in as my relief. Mind you, I was scheduled until 5:30. My relief didn't get there till 6, so I'm already a little bit annoyed. My relief was a little bit late. Oh well, it is what it is. So around 6:15, I'm getting ready to finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wrap things up. I've got plans at 7, so this is perfect. Well, this table comes up to me literally as I'm about to start to walk off and get ready to go to the back and go home. And they say, well, if the tip isn't split, then we want to make sure that we give you the tip because otherwise it's not fair. So they know I want to go home. So I get the tab transferred back to me and I go ahead and try and cash them out. Well, now, 40 minutes later, I'm still waiting on these people to pay. Because they are overanalyzing the check, they're asking me questions, they're trying to figure out who owes what. Oh my gosh, I was on the verge a couple times of just transferring the tab back to my counterpart and saying, you know what, I'm walking out, I really don't care, like, you can just get the tip from them. Please don't linger. Mind you, we work 8, 9, 10 plus hour days, and we want to go home. We've made the money that we want to make. We've put in the work that we need to. We probably got to get up and do it again the next day. We have lives outside of work. Please don't linger. It's super annoying. So I do want to get to a couple of those things that were sent in from you, the listener, you, the viewer, or the follower, or whatever you are. You know, I have to laugh at this first one that I'm going to share with you, because this person sent a list, and then I said, hey, thanks, I really appreciate it. And this person, not only themselves had sent this list, but they actually had asked some of their people that they work with. However, though there were 14 items on the list, this person did say, I'm a little drunk, so the list is short. I could probably give you some more tomorrow. Now, I did not get any more, but nor did I need any more. I just thought it was funny that the response back was, I'm a little drunk, so the list is short. So here's a list provided to me by someone, and a couple of them actually apply to the current situation. And I think that's the biggest thing too, is, you know, you have to keep in mind that restaurants and establishments are cleaning much more than they ever have in the past. And so it's not only more of a commitment on our part as servers to make sure that it's clean and safe for you and for the establishment, and that we're following guidelines that we need to follow. But you also need to keep that in mind when you're going out, that there are those extra things in place that people need to do. So what I mean is, the other day, for example, while I made over $200, and I still don't know how I got tipped as well as I did, people would come up to me while I was cleaning a section or a table and would say, oh, excuse me, can I get this or that? Hello? Do you not see I'm busy? Do you not see I'm cleaning so that other people can come and sit at this table? I don't have all day just to sit at your table and be dedicated to you and only you. Like, I have other people I need to take care of. I have to make sure that this place is clean as well. Like, don't get mad at me because I'm trying to clean and sanitize a table when you just want your side of ranch. Like, can you not have the decency to see that I'm doing something? I'm very busy with something right now, and I'll be to you when I can be to you. Or even just come up and say, hey, like, when you have a minute, we just need something over here. Okay, great. But don't come tell me your food order, tell me you need this or that right away, when I'm clearly trying to turn tables over. You know, and this person writes about when a restaurant is following a particular policy. So, for example, right now at the establishment I work at, we can't have more than 6 people at a table. And this person was writing in from Michigan, so they were talking about 10 or less for parties. And they are talking about how, you know, people get mad at us as the server, or for me, I just grab a manager so it doesn't affect my tips, for them to come over and say, hey guys, we can't have more than 6 people here, we can't have more than 10 people here. And then the customer gets mad. When really, like, I don't know what you expect. We're in the middle of a pandemic. There's these guidelines. Listen, these aren't guidelines that we're doing just because we want to do. These are guidelines that have to be followed in order for the establishment to still remain open and operational, for us to still be providing that service, and for us to still be making money, for you to be able to not be stuck at home, and for you to go out and do something or eat or just have a great time. So don't get mad at us and take it out on us, or take it out on our tip, because you're mad that some rules are in place. In fact, the other day we had a guy who, from what I heard, I had heard it was because they had been talked to a few times about having too many people. You know, they had, I think, 7 people, and they were told multiple times, hey guys, you can only have 6 people here. And this guy, you could hear him everyone could hear him on the floor. And he was just going off and off and off and yelling about he makes more money than all of us and blah, blah, blah. And I don't even know what ended up. Obviously, he got kicked out and left. But yeah, I mean, come on. These are rules that we have to follow if we want to stay open. It's not like we're just making the rules. The other one, don't complain about wearing a mask. Only wearing a mask to and from a table protects you, just in case the host of restaurants has corona and protects others around you. Yeah, you know, I think I really saw a perfect explanation of this on someone's Instagram story shortly before I hit record on this podcast. And really, here's the short of it. And I want to read this to you because I think this really nails that on the head right here. I don't care where you stand on the mask debate. If a business requires you to wear a mask, you have two choices. Wear it or take your business elsewhere. Pretty simple. And if you decide to berate an employee because a business asks you to wear a mask, you are an ass. That employee is there to earn a day's wage so that they can put food on their table and keep a roof over their head. They don't set the company policy. You aren't being a rebel when you treat them like crap and ignore the request. You're being an idiot. Rant over. You know, I think that puts it perfectly. It's again, following state guidelines, following state rules in order to remain open and operational. So, I mean, like that just said, it doesn't matter what side you stand on. It's your choice to go to this establishment. It's your choice to go out. So you need to make sure that you are following the rules that are set in place. I don't know why people are getting so mad about this stuff when they're approached about it. It's pretty straightforward. No shoes, no shirt, no service has always been a thing. So why have we never gotten up in arms about that or in a debate about that? But yet here we are getting pissed off when someone says, hey, can you just put a mask on to go to the bathroom or to be in this common area real quick? This person says, if you tip bad, the server will remember and will point you out if you come into a restaurant again. That's definitely something that I try to pay attention to if I see you and I know that you didn't tip. Obviously, it's going to stick in my head. Thankfully, I haven't really seen the same people, but this person clearly does. And so it's something you want to make sure that you keep in mind. When your food is wrong, just ask the server in a nice way. You know, they make a really good point right here. We didn't make the food, the kitchen did, and we'd be happy to fix it. Sometimes the order gets rang incorrectly in the kitchen. You know, they're backlog or they're busy or they may just misread something or misinterpret something, and so it comes out wrong. It happens. It's life. We'll fix it and move on. You don't have to get all up in arms about it. This one is in all caps right here. Stop chugging your pops for the love of everything. Pace yourself, people. You know, and then don't get mad at us either if we ask if you want a refill and you say you're good, or if I say, well, do you want a water instead? Don't get mad. I'm just making sure that you're taken care of and that you have everything that you need. If you do have a larger group, though, it's always nice and courteous if you could let your server know beforehand, before ordering, who's going to be on what check and how checks are going to be split. I can tell you there's nothing worse in the world than at the very end saying, all right, well, do you guys want me to just put it all in this one card, or how do we want to do this? And saying, oh, we're actually going to split it up. Because now you're taking, again, and sometimes you can become that lingerer. You can become that person lingering, is probably the better way to say that. And you're just taking more and more time to cash out and everything. So please don't linger. And please let us know if you're separate. Tipping in cash is always preferred. If you come into a restaurant 45 minutes or less before close, make sure you're in and out. We are most likely closing sections of the restaurant and trying to get home before 3 a.m. Is what this person says. Yeah, keep in mind, we want to go home too. It's late. Don't get mad at us when the kitchen's closed or anything like that. Again, if you come in late, just know we're ready to go home at that point. Number 9, from this person, you get one dad joke, two if they're actually good, per dining experience. 10, please stop leaving masks at the table. 11 from this person. Stack your trays, plates, cups when you and your party are done so the server can clean your table quicker. I think a couple things going along with that. Be mindful of how you're stacking them. The other day I picked up a plate and I got, I think it was sour cream all over the glove that I was wearing because they stacked it right into leftover sour cream. Okay, come on. Seriously? Let's be smart about how we're stacking things. At that point, just don't stack it. And then here was the other thing that bothered me. Sorry, we had an interruption. They're here fixing our drain, and both dogs are now with me. I'm back. The other thing that bothered me the other day, though, was I asked these people, I said, you know, there was a section behind them where they had all their trays and stuff. And I said, hey, guys, are we done with, are we all set with these? Are we still working on these? Do you guys want me to take these out of your way? And the response was, we're going to order some more food. And then they proceeded to start ordering immediately. Okay, well, can you at least answer the question? Because it's not the question I asked you. And I'm not really ready for you to order right now. I need to open up my iPad and log in and get things going for you. You know, it's just that kind of stuff that I don't understand people sometimes. And by sometimes, I mean most times. This one is great. Number 12, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't read any of these that I'm sharing with you today. Number 12, the customer is not always right, and we have the right to refuse service if you are being rude. It's 2020, guys. It's time to start acting right. You know, I have to laugh at that one because they say the customer is always right, but let's be real, you're not. I know it's a customer service thing, but you're not always right. I'll just leave that one at that. 13, if you're a creep, I will talk back and I will make sure you are embarrassed. Again, it's 2020. Stop telling me to, quote, smile more or, quote, I'd look prettier if I would smile. Also, I can refuse service to you for being a creep. 14, if I cut you off, don't be mad at me. You're the one who drank too much, stupid. If I were to serve you, I could go to jail and face huge fines. Yeah, keep that in mind. You know, we have to get certified and go through classes and everything of how to properly and safely serve alcohol. I did have an incident the other day where I actually had very highly suspected that these people were underage drinking. Long story short, this guy had ordered 3 white sangrias. I said, okay, I need to see everyone's IDs. I only got 1 ID, and I said, okay, I need to see the other people's IDs of who's drinking. And he said, all right, well, I guess just me then. So I go over there later. There's a straw in the drink and just kind of sitting in the middle of the table. So a little bit on edge already, just given the age of what these people look like in terms of how young they were. So I just kind of kept my eye on things, delivered them another drink that they wanted, and kind of kept an eye on that table. Next thing I know, I popped back down there again, and while I didn't observe them physically drinking out of the glass, I did see that the glass was with a straw on the other side of the table from where the guy who had ordered the drink was sitting. Come to find out, I had alerted my manager. Come to find out, he did actually witness them underage drinking. Didn't kick them out, but it wasn't, and just took the drink away, but it wasn't 5 minutes later, and these people said, oh, we just want our check, then we'll leave. But I guess if you can't underage drink at the establishment, then what's the point in going, I guess, right? Oh, man, sorry to ruin your fun, but not really, because that is my job on the line, and I am, and also my life on the line, and I am not willing to risk that for you or have any of that taken away from me. So I do just want to share a couple more that came into me real quick. So this one right here, I had asked this actually on my personal Instagram. And I got a response, and here are a couple of them. They may be repeats. They may not. Cash is preferred. Again, cash, always preferred. Sign the bottom. This person says, at least for them and their restaurant, that especially if it's a larger tip, their manager won't let them claim without a signature, especially if it's a significant amount. Wow, that actually really blows. I've never heard of that before. So yeah, make sure you're signing your receipts. I guess the other thing with that too is make sure you're signing them, because I've had people before where they will forget to sign them, and so I don't get a tip because they forgot to sign when it could have just been an honest mistake for them. Your number is not my tip. Yeah, keep that one in mind. The excuse I had poor service for not tipping is bull. You probably suck at your job at some point during the week, but still made your money. We can literally tell if you aren't going to tip. I can tell you that's true sometimes. The look on people's faces, or the way that they interact with you from the beginning, you can sometimes just get that vibe, and you can kind of tell, like, you know, I'm definitely not getting tipped from this table. If you stiff, everyone in the restaurant will know for the next time you dine in. Again, that was said in our last person. So just to reiterate, this person also says, I can be a really great server or terrible, all depending on how you respond to an initial greeting. I think that kind of goes back a little bit and ties in a little bit to tell, we can tell if you're going to tip or not. And here's the last one. I don't make the food, so yelling at me because it's not right doesn't do much for you except make you look mean and slightly crazy. I did want to share just like two or three more here. Let me just pull it up real quick. Here we go. One of my best friends is a server, and his pet peeves are when waiters ask if someone wants change back. He says to never assume you get a tip. When people order water and don't drink it, and when people move furniture in the dining rooms. So I want to touch on a couple of these. I'm not sure why this says when waiters ask if someone wants change back. You know, I always ask that. And actually, if you tell me that you want change back, that usually tells me that you are not going to tip me. I actually had that situation a couple days ago. These two kids were in. Probably, I would say they got to be like junior, senior year of high school, would be my guess. The guy gave me $60. I think the bill was $54. He wanted change. I knew right away. Sure enough, the minute he walked by me, before I went up to the table to grab the check, after they had left, I could tell just by the look on his face and the way he was interacting with me that there was no tip. Sure enough, I opened it up. Checkbook is empty. I'm not really sure why that would be a person's pet peeve of asking if they want change back, because I always ask if they want change. I feel like that's a necessity. I also think he says to never assume you get a tip. And I'm not really sure why that is or in what context it is, because you should always be tipping. There's never a reason to not tip. I'm getting distracted by the dog barking and everything. Again, I go back to you should always be tipping. I think that the person before had said it best. You know, you can have a bad day at work and still make your money. I can have a bad day at work and I could not make anything because people are like that. They don't want to tip. I will say that before working in the service industry, I had heard like everyone should have to work in the service industry at some point in their life. And, you just think to yourself like, oh yeah, cool. But you don't really realize until you do it, all the things that you learn. Me now post working in the service industry, I'm a completely different person when I go to restaurants. I know talking with some of my fellow coworkers, like when you go to a restaurant, sometimes being a server, we don't order the most complicated thing on the menu. We're just going to kind of order what's going to be easiest or not really overcomplicating an order. I think that we are a lot more understanding about stuff. And I also think that we are better tippers. I can tell you that I can't say all, but I can say for sure most of the people I work with, when we're taking care of each other as associate to customer, we do take very good care of each other. And it's something that they definitely truly value and appreciate. You know, for me, serving isn't something I want to do the rest of my life. It's not. I'd rather be doing something different. It just is what it is for right now to get by and to continue to pay those bills and everything. So again, I just wanted to kind of share, because I think that that's something that's really been on my mind lately is this topic. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for those that shared. And I hope that more of you in the future, when you see those kinds of things out on the Facebook and the Instagram page, will definitely take part and contribute to help make the podcast episode a truly successful podcast episode. Well, I just want to thank you for listening. Again, you can find me, Trent Speaks, on Facebook, Trent Speaks on Instagram, and you can find this podcast anywhere that major podcasts are found. I'll be back next week with a guest. I'm not sure who, but you and I will find out together. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless. And until next time, this is Trent from Trent Speaks.